Hey folks, Russ Bailey here. It's time for another Brush Pile Fishing, the video podcast. Like always, we've got a great guest in store. You've seen this man on the show a couple times. It's always a great time when I get to go down there and fish at the compound. Les Smith. How we doing, Les?
Hey, Russ. Doing great, buddy.
Man, yes, I tell you, man, run into you on the water, run into you here at Grizzly.
Hey, everybody's a Grizzly, man. That's the place to be.
I'll tell you what, folks. We're doing this podcast from the Grizzly Tackle Show. If you've never been here, there are people that spend 4 days vacation to come down here for the seminars and the sales and everything. It is a who's who of crappie fishing. And if there's something that you're looking for in the crappie world, you don't find it here, they probably don't make it anymore.
You know, Russ, what's cool too is people don't understand there's so many good fishermen here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter how you fish, what style. I mean, it can be live scope, long lining, cranking, power trolling, it doesn't matter. There's somebody that'll spend the time to talk to you.
Yep, yep.
I mean, they'll help you.
It's an awesome place.
Mecca.
So today, okay, if you've watched our shows, you know this is Mr. Power Trolling himself. And I'll be honest with you, we have done some, back in the past, some shows we called power trolling crankbaits and this and that. But the true power trolling is what I've been doing with this guy. And Les, I know you're fortunate. You get to fish some of the best lakes in the country down
Absolutely.
There. But I tell you what, when you called the first time and we talked about doing a show, and you were talking about 3 ounce sinkers and going 1/2, you know, almost 2 miles an hour, and I was like, man, how are you going to do that and keep the lines down? It didn't take long, 20 minutes in the trip, I'm like convinced, man, this works.
It works.
And the thing is, folks, I think all the shows that we've done in the hot summer months, July, August, and we have crushed the big, big fish. But Les, I want you to take some time, if you would, and tell the folks how you got on the power trolling. And folks, the power troller rods, this is the man that helped design those. But how did you get started in this? And then we'll go into the technique.
Russ, I was fortunate. My dad is one of the best crappie fishermen that I've ever been around. A.E. Smith, and fished a lot of tournaments. He and Mom started fishing the Crappie Masters, Crappie USA tournaments. He retired when he was 55 years old and lived to be 88. He just passed away 3 years ago. So miss him dearly. But he and Mom run all over the country fishing tournaments. Unbelievable, had no life scope, and probably had just a little bitty graph that he was,
just you to know, see his depth.
To see his depth, that's about it. And but he was doing this technique back then, and believe it or not, it's ironic that it was B&M. So B&M has a power troller now, so it's all evolved into what it is today. But he had gotten a cane pole. He got cane poles that were 20 foot long. And he cut the end of them off, and he tied his own eyelets on those cane poles. And he and Mom fished tournaments. He had a 12-ounce weight on the bottom. And he had, back then, it was unlimited how many setups you could have on a pole. He had 5. Let me tell you, man, you're talking about wild and crazy. I mean, 12-ounce weight, 20-foot cane pole, cut off on the end, and he's got 5 setups. And he's going down the lake just blasting. And man, it's like cutting pulpwood. Mm. And so that's how I learned how to do it. And my mom was right there with him. And how she did that, I have no idea. But, you know, 12-ounce weight's a lot of weight.
That's a lot. And then all the hooks and everything.
And all the fish. And sometimes you got 2 and 3 on the line. And but they had a ball. And so that's how I learned how to do it. And it was my absolute favorite way of fishing. I see so many people come up to me here at the show, and they say, you know, and that was funny, I was telling you about when they saw our show, and one of the guys said, man, I want to meet you. I'm following you. I watch the Brush Pile Fishing show. And he said, the reason I watch is because it looks like you have more fun with that fishing style than anybody I watch out there.
And I can attest to that.
And so you know what you and I do when we get in a boat. And but it's just a lot of fun. It's an adrenaline rush. It's a completely different way of fishing than what people call spider rigging and slow trolling. It's kind of a slow way of doing stuff, but this is pretty fast and furious.
And as far as the technique, folks, like he says, it's different than spider rigging, although we've got our rods out the front. We've got the Driftmaster rod holders. Now, one thing you can use, like the T-bar systems from Driftmaster or the individual rod holders, that's your preference, you know, whichever you prefer. But you, this is one thing, and I tell folks when I do my seminars, you know, there's some methods in crappie fishing you can get by with some cheaper stuff, and you don't want to go cheap on this because you're going to be frustrated. You got to have equipment can handle this.
Yep, and I'll ditto that 100% because you got to imagine an 18-foot pole, you got 3-ounce weights, you're running 1.7 miles an hour.
Jigs.
And jigs on there, and you catch a 2-pound crappie, and when you hit it at 1.7, that 3-ounce weight, it's some pressure on that,
yes,
on that holder.
And so. I've been there and I've seen it. We'll hopefully get some video on this, but yeah, where them rods just almost go under boat, and you don't have very long. So now you're setting a hook, and like he says, you've got all that stuff. You've got to have the equipment that can handle it.
Yeah.
So you're going with a 16-foot rod. Tell the folks what setup we're using.
All right. Basically, I'm going to start out with the poles. B&M is the pole of my choice because I helped design it. It's actually built for power trolling. I'm actually using 18 footers now. When you were fishing with me,
we were 16.
We were 16. And I've gone to the 18 footers, and I'll tell you why. When LiveScope came into play, it seemed that the magic number that all the LiveScopers would say, if you get in between, get under 20 to 18 foot, you better be real careful because you're going to spook fish. So I thought, well, okay, if that's the case, why not go to the 18 footers, give me an additional 2 foot, get it out away from the boat. And believe it or not, you can buy the 16s, you can buy 14s. I know people that fish them and do very well, but you will outcatch 3-to-1 with the 18 footers.
It made that much of a difference.
It made that much difference. And all my buddies now that come and fish with me, they all run in 18s. But the 18 footers gives you a little wider spread, gets you out there a little bit farther. But that's what we use, is B&M power trollers. And then at that point, we're going to take and I'm going to show you the line setup that I use. Now here's what's so cool about power trolling. The dual action part of power trolling is so cool because there's maybe some people that like long lines, some people like to run crankbaits. So you can power troll at the same time.
As you're doing that.
As you're doing it. So that's what makes it really fun, because I take some people out and they say, man, I want to get back here and I want to run these lines. I'll get back there, go. And I'll set up there and run the power trollers. And But I'm going to show you my setup. This is just a little noodle, and it's an easy way to have a line set up for you. But I just take and put these on the noodle, and you just take and unwind it, pulls it right off of there. But I'm going to show you this setup. Now, Russ, there's so many. When we get into how you rig, I know people that run the weight on bottom.
Mm-hmm.
They do okay. I mean, I'm not saying they don't. They seem to catch fish with two setups above it.
Okay.
I did that for years, running the weight on bottom like my dad taught me how to do, and have two setups above it. Then I went to the Captain Coleman rig because I had, you know, I thought, well, maybe I'll try the Captain Coleman rig.
They were successful with it.
Oh, let me tell you. Anytime you can follow those boys, it's got to work, you know. And but anyway, I tried the Captain Coleman rig. Here's what I found. Now I'm running the weight on top. Now let me explain to you why. And it may not be the same with a 3/4-ounce weight, because you can run it. Captain Coleman does very well. May not be the same with a 1-ounce weight. You get a 3-ounce weight and you get it in the middle of that setup, the fish feel it. The fish have got to feel it. If you sit and think about it, he hits this down here and all of a sudden that 3-ounce weight is in the middle right there.
Right.
And he has no place to go. He can't run up the line. It's sitting right there. He feels the resistance. So what I was finding was I was running those setups, and boy, we got to call them what we call drive-bys. You know, I mean, they come by and boy, they'd hit that thing, and dude just spit that out, and it'd be gone. I mean, it'd bend that rod tip. So I said, I'll fix that. I said, long lining is so cool because there's no resistance. There's nothing on this setup right there. So I said, well, I'm gonna start running my weight on top, and I'm gonna run that egg weight So I'm sitting here with a three-ounce egg white.
3 ounce.
And you just run the line. So what you got now is you got your main line. It comes down, and I run 15-pound test, and I run a high-vis orange glow is what I run, so I can see the line. I can see it if it moves. And I set that on my main line. I put a little those little orange balls right there right before I tie on to the barrel swivel. All right, so I got at the main line, run the weight, got the little orange ball right there, and just all that does is just prevent this from hurting, right. Hurting the line. All right, so now we start with the leaders, and you can set during the wintertime, summertime, rainy days, and set and make hundreds of these, which I do, and just put them on the noodles. But you got a barrel swivel at the top. Now, I like a crane swivel, okay? Right. Crane swivels seem to work a little better for me as far as the action versus the ball bearing. I come down 2 foot, so if you look at, I got the end, I come down 2 foot, and I have my first leader set up right there. And if you can see, I don't have a three-way there. I'm not saying that you can't put a right. three-way there. I tie an overhand knot. So all I'm doing is taking that line, and I'm just wrapping it right there, and I'm doing a twist, and I'm doing 3 knots. I'm pulling it. I got to cut one of the leaders.
You're cutting
it off. And then at that point, that's how I make this leader right here. So that is a 6-inch leader. And what I have on the end of it is I have another quick snap with a barrel swivel on it. So in other words, this is a little quick snap right there that I can take a jig head, I can snap it right on there, easy, quick change. I'm not retying, takes me 2 seconds to do that. And I got a little barrel swivel right there. Now, you know that when you start running baits at a faster speed, sometimes you get a line twist.
Mm-hmm.
That prevents that.
That barrel, yep.
Okay, so then I come down, so that's my first setup. So now I'm gonna come down 3 foot to the bottom. So I got my first setup here, and I'm gonna come down 3 foot, and I have another little barrel swivel on the end with a little quick snap on it. So I can sit right there and snap a jig head on there. They may like pink one day, orange one day, whatever it may be. I believe in colors.
I know.
And there are certain days that they just want one particular color, and that's okay. I'll put 16 of them on there if I had to. So it doesn't really matter. This is my setup that I run all summer long. It's run like a long line setup. Now, let me tell you what's really cool about that. I run the same setup in the back on my long lines.
Do you really?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, you know how long liners, you always talk about their line twisting?
You're right.
It will not twist with that barrel swivel here and the 2 barrel swivels on the end.
You're doing the same thing out the back of
yes.
the boat as you are in the front.
Yes. So I tie, and I'm running those PSTs.
Yep.
And I run a 20-foot, believe it or not, 20-foot PST. I run a 16-foot. I stagger them 4 foot apart.
Okay.
I run 4 off each side if I got 2 people back there. And if not, I'll run 2 off each side.
Gotcha.
I'll do 2 20s, and I'll do 2 16s. But I run the 2 20s, the 2 16s, the 2 12s, and the 2 8-8s. That's what I'm running. And believe this or not, we talk about the 18-foot poles being a difference on the front than a 16. Those 20-footers will outcatch every pole on the back 90% of the time.
That distance.
Just that far away from the boat. And, you know, if you sit and think about it, a lot of those fish come out and come around. I guess it's they're the first ones
that they see.
They see.
Come up to.
Yeah. And, but here's what's so cool, too. Now, I take the same setup, and I have this right here, and I won't take it off, but I'll show you. Take the same identical setup, 5 foot leader, just stay with the same setup. Now, people that run crankbaits, you're going to love this. Put your fin spin or whatever you're pulling on top. I run the fin spins with slab curlies on the top right there. But when I come to the bottom down here, I have a quick snap, and it looks just like this right here. So instead of putting, and I have a little quick snap, it looks just like that right there. And so now I can hook a crankbait on the quick snap. So I'm running a crankbait on the back end, and I'm running a fin spin with a curly tail up top.
So you're giving them fish a lot of options.
Yeah. And I will catch as many on that fin spin as I will a crankbait.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. 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 So anybody that wants to power troll, that wants to long line, that wants to likes pulling cranks, hey, dual action. Get it going. I mean, you can run early, right after spring spawn is over, and those fish move out into what I call 8 to 12 foot water, a little more active, I'll start long lining. Now, up until then, I don't run anything but just front poles pushing. But when the fish move out just a little bit, get out there and get out of that 4 and 5 foot water, move on out to the 8, 10, 12 foot water, I'll start long lining. That's my first thing. So what I'll do then, instead of running 3 ounce weights, I'm going to run 1.5 to 2 ounce weights.
Cut it back.
Yeah, cut it back because those fish aren't as deep as they are when they move out. So I'm going to run the 1.5, 2 ounce weights if those fish are moved out to that level, and I'm a long line off the back. So now I can run a 2 ounce weight at 1 to 1.2 mile an hour, and that's how fast you run the long line.
Right.
Okay. Now when the fish move on out and get out into that 20, 22, 25 foot water.
Which is where we were getting.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and they're going to move out when the summer comes on.
Yeah.
They're going to get out on those ledges and those drop-offs and those points and that sort of stuff. Then I'm going to switch to 3 ounce weights. And now that way I can take my crankbait setup because I run crankbaits at 1.7. So now I can, in order to run 1.7, I have to have 3 ounce weights. So I match and coordinate the time of year with the style of fishing that I'm doing.
In the summer, you're basically 3 ounce.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting it. Yeah, I'm getting it. From, once those fish move out, and when I say out, I'm going to say that from the end of May through September, end of October, actually, the style of fishing that I'm running is I'm getting it. I'm running 1.7 miles an hour.
And folks, I got to see this, like I say, the first time we did a power trolling show, he was telling me about it. And I'm like, man, I just can't imagine with all that weight on there and everything. And then we're flying, basically. But that's what we're doing on the big flats. We're covering a lot of water.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's all reaction. You know, those fish, they're hungry, they're feeding, they're chasing shad. You're getting out there and you're just looking for those big balls of fish.
And that's the other thing, okay? He talked about the baits he's using. He'll show you these.
Yeah.
These are not small baits. These are big, bulky baits. He's after that reaction bite. We have caught fish on these things. Some of them you think, what's a fish thinking, you know? Because they were about the same size or a little bit bigger, but these are big baits.
Yeah, I mean, we call them big and nasty.
They are.
And they are. This happens to be a pro series that I helped design with Crappie Magnet, and these are slab curlies. And what I do is I take and run that slab curly up behind or under the skirt of that Pro Series right there. These are some different, I just happen to bring these, different style, different colors that I use. But these are called Pro Series with a slab curly. Now, let me tell you when these are really good is when the sun's bright. They love this tinsel. Yeah, if the sun's shining and it's bright, they're going to love this tinsel. And you're going to catch more fish on these Pro Series. And if it's cloudy, it's overcast, you're going to probably want to go to a straight head. And this is just basically the same setup with a slab curly, same fin spin, and you're going to see that it's just got a slab curly on it.
And the other thing, if they're super active, again, I want to go bigger. We'll take one of these, and Crappie Magnet makes that silicone skirt.
Yep.
And that really brushes that thing out there.
Yep.
But I'll tell you what, we've caught a lot of fish on that doing that, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And but it's all about color combinations, color choice, kind of paying attention to what the weather conditions are, because that's a big deal. You know, muddy water, clear water, kind of go with the flow on that. You know what kind of combinations to mix up. Rush, you know, when you and I did your show, one of the last shows that we did at Arca Butler, every bait.
It was pretty darn good.
We had an eighth on bottom and a quarter on top.
Yep.
And that's called a Les Pink right there. Now, let me tell you about these fence pens. And I have a lot of people on Facebook and ask me about the fence pens and why I use those. There's a lot of good baits out there. There's a lot of good fishermen. I don't talk about anybody's baits. In the past, I had a guy ask me about one particular bait, and I responded and said, hey, this is what I use today, all right? Honestly, if you'll sit and look at the action on this, I just challenge you to go try it. It doesn't matter. There's a lot of spinners out there, and a lot of guys believe in them, and they work. Mm-hmm. But go look at the difference in the action. This is a cupped head on this fin spin right there. It sets like this.
Show that baby if you could. I don't know if you can see it or not.
Yeah, there you go. There good
you
deal.
Go.
Good picture.
There you
but it's cupped.
See.
It's got a little hole, not a hole, but just a little indention right in the center. Now, what this does, if you look at this spinner right here, when we were helping Jeff in designing these, we extended this right here so that this gets out away from the flash just a little bit, not get in the way where it spins better. But what happens, notice how the water, guess where the water goes?
Oh, yeah.
Goes down on the spinner.
Oh, yeah.
So, in other words, this is pushing. It's not just going over it or going above it for the style of head. But just because of that indention, it's pushing it down on the spinner to give it more action.
And so, that definitely looks like a minnow in the sunny days
absolutely.
Coming through there.
Absolutely. And that's the reason I use fence pens.
They work.
It worked for me.
Now, Les, one thing before we get out of here, because when you first told me this, when we was doing that first show, I thought you might be a little bit of leg pulling there. He talks about a little bead he uses, because what you're seeing now, when me and him fish together, we're talking, we're cutting up, we're not paying a whole lot of attention to the rods, okay? We miss some. But tell them about the bead system you use.
Yeah, out on the end of that pole, that power troller, if you come to, don't do it, there's when you get into your eyelets out there, you come into the second eyelet, not the first two. You got a little eyelet and come in between the second and the third eyelet right there. And if it's a glass bead, it has to be glass. You can buy them at Walmart's where I get them. They come on a little necklace roll. And it's a little small glass bead. You'll set that and just run your line right through it, okay? And it sets on that pole next on that line. And when you and I can be talking, which we've done it a bunch, you got to the point where you say, "Where's that? I heard that." And but we'll be just fishing, and all of a sudden that bead just pops. Boom,
and then it's a distinct sound, that glass bead on those rods. I mean, you hear it right now. You just got to figure out where it was.
Yeah. You just start looking. Yeah. And
I thought you was pulling my leg the first time, but man, it came
into
play.
It works. You tune your ear to it. And the more you do it, the more you're going to hear it. When I get in a boat, I've heard it so much that, I'd say, okay, Russ, where's he at?
Yep.
You got to hit somewhere. But people get tuned to it. But that's just one little advantage. And I'm going to tell you on that Driftmaster rod setup that I got, man, it's a single solid bar, and I wish I had a picture of it.
We'll throw some video on you. Yep.
But I can rest my hand. That's another thing that I've showed you how I do. So you got two different ways. You don't always have to be sitting there just continuously just staring at poles all day. You can talk, and you and I can be drawing around and having fun. And we'll say, I either felt him, because you can feel air. You get a bump over there, you can feel it on that rod, on that Driftmaster rod holder. And that single bar system. And that's why I like a single bar system over a single bar system.
Yep.
I said that wrong.
You like the multi.
Solid versus the singles.
Yep.
So this is my bar, and we can show pictures of it. David built that for me for power trolling. And it's heavy. It's it'll handle any size weight, anything you want to put on it. But those are just some of the techniques that work for me.
And again, folks, he's doing this almost year-round now. I've got to do a couple shows. Absolutely love it. It is very productive. If you want more information on this, check out the shows that we've done together. Just go to our YouTube channel, Brush Pile Fishing. The shows are completely free to watch. You don't have to join anything or anything, but check those shows out, Power Trolling with Les Smith. Hope you learned something here, and I hope it's intrigued you to where I'm going to give this a try because it's an awesome way of fishing.
It's fun.
Les?
Russ.
Thank you, sir.
Look forward to it.
Folks.
We're going to do another one this year.
Oh, yeah. We're coming back down. And Mark from Garmin, we're going to get you down there and you're going to catch some slabs. So, folks, I hope you enjoyed this. Before we take off, I want to remind you, it doesn't matter if you have the iPhone or the Android phone, get the Brush Pile Fishing app. It's completely free. It is a super, super app. The first thing that you get, all of our shows are right there at your fingertips, okay? We always list the newest show first. We do one new show every month now. All of those are there. You have my most important feature in it is a log. I used to keep a written log every time I went fishing. Now everything's there on that app. You can put water temperature, bait you were using, the date, everything. It keeps that for you. Say you see this man, and if Les was a guide, and you say, man, I'd like to fish with him, all of his information's there, a bio. You can actually book trips with our guides that we fish with right through the app. And again, the best thing, it's completely free. So get that app. Folks, I hope you enjoyed today's show. We will be back with another podcast. Les, once again, thanks, brother.
Sore lip them all.
I'm ready to get down there. Let's go back down there and sell some B&M rods.
I'm ready.
Take care, folks. Thanks for joining us.
See you. Thank you.